Hello there, I'm Natalia Malu, your unfiltered fit BFF, mom of two turned CEO of a fitness empire. Someone who understands the struggles of trying to stay fit, sane, and sexy, all while juggling work, life, and motherhood. And this is the Unfiltered Fit Life podcast. Follow along wherever you're listening and join me weekly as I help busy working moms just like you simplify their fitness journey so they can lose weight, regain their confidence, and feel sexy AF. It's time to stop living in the what ifs and hiding from the cameras. It's time to regain control over your body, feel sexy naked, and wear a bikini confidently. People already see you as a super confident woman, but it's time for you to feel the same way too. Let's go. Hello, hello there, fam. Welcome to another episode of the Unfiltered Fit Life podcast. I'm Natalia Mello, your host. And today's episode is inspired by a conversation that I was eardropping in the gym the other day. So I was sat in the cafe. They have a very good setup with the cafe that I can bring my laptop. Sometimes I like to, you know, do some work there for a change of scenery from my office. And I had my AirPods in my ears. I didn't have anything playing, so I could still hear what two ladies next to me were talking about. And one lady was telling the other lady about how she was trying to lose weight because she had a vacation coming up for the summer and she had been working very hard and that she was in a calorie deficit. But despite being in a calorie deficit, she was not losing any weight and she didn't know what else to do because she was really, really trying very hard. She didn't know what else to do because calorie deficit didn't work for her because clearly it wasn't working because she had been doing it and she wasn't losing any weight. And I know that this is a struggle that a lot of people have. This is not the first time that I hear in conversations, you know, in different settings, be that in, you know, whenever I'm hanging out with the other moms from my kids' schools or whenever I am in a gathering with people that are not in the fitness space. It's the whole idea that you are in a caloric deficit and that you're not losing weight. So I need to explain something in order for us to get into the topic of the podcast today, which I'm going to be breaking down three reasons why you feel like you're in a calorie deficit, but you're not losing weight. Before I need to break it down, what exactly a caloric deficit is. So a calorie deficit is when you are burning more calories than you consume. And there are three ways in which it can happen. When you consume less calories, you're creating a calorie deficit. So you keep your activity the same, you keep everything the same, and then you start to consume less calories. You're creating a calorie deficit. You can, you know, keep everything the same, assuming that you have been maintaining your weight. And then you increase your activity, not only in the gym. Remember that the gym activity only accounts to 5% of your total daily energy expenditure, the total amount of calories that you burn in a day. But you also start to walk more, you start to be, you know, more active, and then you take your kids playing. And that's why, you know, a lot of people that, for example, work in construction or any other very physically active job, they tend to be a bit slimmer because they are burning a lot of calories just on their day-to-day activity. And the third way in which you can create a caloric deficit is by combining the previous two. So you're going to increase your activity, and then you're also going to decrease the amount of calories that you're consuming. That's how most people do. But here's the kicker, though. Fat loss is a byproduct of being in a caloric deficit. You cannot lose fat without being in a caloric deficit. I'm going to say this again. You cannot lose fat without being in a calorie deficit. So if you're not losing, you're not in a caloric deficit. Oh my God, Natalia, what are you saying? Are you saying that I'm a liar? Blah, blah, blah. I am in a calorie deficit. Hold on. That's what we're going to be covering today. Because this is a misconception that a lot of people have. They think that there is some kind of miracle number that is automatically going to be, you know, a calorie deficit. And the truth is that a calorie deficit, that number is going to look different for each individual. And even whenever we're talking about a person, that same person might have different caloric deficit numbers at different seasons of their lives. For example, a breastfeeding mother, her caloric output is very high because she burns a lot of calories by producing milk. So creating a caloric deficit for a breastfeeding mother is not, you know, super, super, super difficult. She is still going to eat a lot of food that for many other people wouldn't be a calorie deficit. But for her, it is because she's burning more calories. Same thing, for example, whenever I bartended. I was on my feet for, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, sometimes even 10 hours moving around. So the caloric deficit number for me was probably going to be very different than for me right now, because right now I have a more sedentary role in my business, which is, you know, I'm mostly doing office work and I'm sat down most of the time. I need to be very intentional with my activity to get up and move around, because otherwise I can sit in my office for 10, 11, 12, 13 hours a day. So even for the same person, me, the calorie deficit number is going to look different depending on what season of life I'm in. So whenever somebody says I'm in a calorie deficit and I'm not losing weight, they are not. They think that they are because they are assuming that, you know, some calculator on the internet told them that it is a calorie deficit. It might be, it might not. You might be in a calorie deficit, it might not. And just because you think that you're eating, let's say 1200 calories, it does not necessarily mean that you're actually eating 1200 calories. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. So whenever somebody says, I'm in a calorie deficit and I'm not losing weight, there are three reasons why they might not be losing weight. Reason number one is because they are over-restricting for a number of days, and then they are over-consuming as a way of reward. And I'm pretty sure that this is something that you listening might have experienced. It's kind of like, let's say that you put yourself on a very aggressive low caloric intake. Let's say they're like, oh, that's it. The only way I can lose weight is whenever I'm eating 1200 calories, or I'm going to eat 1000 calories. I've heard people eating even 1000 calories in their minds. So they would eat 1000 calories Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Okay. But then obviously they would be starving because 1000 calories is incredibly low. And then Friday would come. And then they'll be like, I've been so good, I'm eating almost nothing. Surely I've been so good this week. I'm eating so little. It's okay if I have a little bit extra. Then on Friday, because they feel like they've been so good, they reward themselves and then they consume 3,500 calories. And then Saturday comes, brunch with the girls and then hang out and then, you know, kid's birthday party, and then you might have an event and you are very unintentional with your food consumption and your caloric consumption on that day, because in your mind, you have quote unquote earned it because, you know, you've been so good all week. I've been so good. Surely this one meal is not going to make a difference. Forgetting that it's not just that one meal. It's already the Friday that was already over. What do you think that you're eating? And then Saturday, you go off the rails, and let's say that you consume 5,000 calories, which, listen, depending on what you're consuming, it's not a hard thing to do, okay? You know, you can go to Cheesecake Factory and have a 2,000-calorie salad that you're thinking that you're being healthy, which that's something that we're going to talk about in a little bit. So 5,000 calories on Saturday. So Friday, 3,500, Saturday, 5,000. And then on Sunday, you wake up and you're like, oh, yeah, I overdid it yesterday, but it's not that bad because I've been so good all week. So today I'm going to get things a little bit back on track. And then instead of consuming 5,000 or 3,500, you go to 2,000, which in the grand scheme of things is a lot lower than the 3,500 and the 5,000 that you consumed on Friday and Saturday. But is it still more than what in your head you think that you're consuming as a quote unquote caloric deficit? So Sunday comes, you consume 2,000 calories. Whenever we look at the whole weekly consumption of calories in your mind, because you think that you're eating 1,000 calories, you think that you're eating 7,000 calories a week, right? Because you're like, oh, I'm just eating 1,000 calories. 1,000 times 7, 7,000. So that's what you think that you're consuming. Oh, I'm in a caloric deficit. I'm eating 7,000 calories a week. It's like 1,000 calories a day and I'm not losing weight. But the reality is that you're not consuming the 7,000. You are in fact consuming 14,500, which is the 4,000 from Monday through Thursday. And then Friday, that was 3,500. And then Saturday, that was 5,000. And this Sunday, that was 2,000. And that right there is no longer a caloric deficit because you're in fact consuming an average of over 2,000 calories a day. Let's imagine, for example, that your true caloric deficit would be 1,600 calories. So if your true caloric deficit is, let's say, 1,600 calories, that means that your overall caloric intake to be in a caloric deficit for a week would be 11,200. That means that you are over consuming 3,300 calories from what your caloric deficit number would be. But in your mind, you are in a caloric deficit because for 4 days, you're eating 1,000 calories. I'm not eating enough, and that's why I'm not losing weight. You know, I am in a caloric deficit and I'm not losing weight. You are not, because whenever we're looking at your net consumption for the week, the binging, the going off the rails and eating for a family of 25 starving children on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is undoing what you think that you're doing every single day of the week. Do you see what I'm saying? Do you see how it can be very misleading, the idea that you are in a caloric deficit when you are over-restricting just for a few days and then you're rewarding yourself because you feel like you have been, quote, so good, end quote. So it is a lot more sustainable to, let's say that your number, caloric deficit, 1,600, to eat 1,600 calories Monday through Sunday and incorporate foods that you enjoy so you don't feel the need to binge, which then is going to take you out of a caloric deficit. But one thing that I find is funny, that a lot of times when I'm speaking with someone and we tell them that they have, for example, to consume 1,600 calories, they lose their minds. There is no way that I'm going to lose weight eating that because my calorie deficit number is like well below 1,000 calories because that's the only time that I can lose weight and blah, 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 not knowing that chances are that their number is, you know, 1,600 or 1,800. They are just doing so in a way where they're binging on the weekend. So that's the first way in which being in a caloric deficit is not making you lose weight because you're breaking the deficit by substantially increasing your intake on the weekend. That's one. Now let's move into the second reason why calorie deficit. I wish you could see me here. I'm doing air quotes because the reality is that you're not in a deficit, but the second reason why the calorie deficit is not leading to weight loss, which is the invisible calories. And I call them the BLTs. It's like the bite, lick, and taste. And oftentimes, people are consuming substantially more than what they think that they are consuming. But they think that just because they didn't track that it doesn't count. And that's not how it works. Sorry, that's not how it works. In fact, there are studies that show that people underestimate about up to 700 calories a day, how much they eat. Meaning that they are consuming 700 calories plus of calories that they don't even realize that they are eating. They are underestimating that. And I call these the invisible calories. It's, you know, the little extra oil that you put in your salad, or the extra dressing that you put on your salad, or the additional seasoning that you put on your meat that has calories, and that you're like, oh, nobody was just a little bit. It is a little bit that it has calories. And if you do a little bit for breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner, it adds up, because it is not just the additional calories from this little sauce that you put here, but there is also the extra calories from the extra spoon of sweet stuff that you put in your drink, or a sip of a drink that you took that you didn't take into account, but it was very high in calories. And, you know, you might have 30, 40 calories that you don't even realize that it has. Or a food that has been seasoned with a whole bunch of oil and butter, and it has bacon, and it has a whole bunch of stuff that you are just looking at it. And it's like, for example, actually, this is a story that happened. We had a member in the Powerhouse Academy that she was swearing up and down that she was following everything to a T, exactly how we told her that she should follow. And she was Latina. So having, for example, rice and beans was very important to her. So we had rice and beans in her plan, and we're like, you can have it. That's perfectly okay. However, she wasn't losing any weight. And we're like, we cannot go any lower, because we're going to reach unhealthy territory, which is not something that we're willing to do just to give results, because we know that she can see results with this number that we have her here. And she was like, no, but I'm following everything. And then I asked her to start sending us pictures of what she was consuming. And she sent me a picture of rice and beans and chicken that she was having. And then I saw a little package in the background of the photo of her plate. And it was the package of Pollo Loco, which, if you're not in the US or in parts of the country that have it, Pollo Loco is like a chicken Latino, I think it's Latino. I'm not entirely sure what it is, but they have rotisserie chicken with, they have rice, they have beans, they have plantains, they have, you know, French fries, they have a whole salads, they have a whole bunch of stuff, but it's primarily like rotisserie chicken. So the rotisserie chicken that is likely seasoned with a whole bunch of butter, because again, restaurants, especially fast foods, they don't really give a shit about your diet. They're more concerned about you enjoying the food and coming back for more. The beans probably have a whole bunch of oil and a whole bunch of additional seasoning that adds the calories that she was looking at it. And she's like, oh, it's just beans. And she was tracking it as beans, but it wasn't just beans. It was beans plus oil plus bacon. I think there were some like chopped sausages in it. So there were a lot of additional things that she was not taking into account, the invisible calories. And this is something that a lot of people do. And whenever I bring it up, I'm like, just because you think that you're eating 1100 calories or 1200 calories, it does not necessarily mean that you're actually eating 1200 calories or 1100 calories. And that's not calling the person a liar, but it's just because many people don't really understand how many hidden calories they can let it slip into their plan without it even realizing. So that's why I think it's important to bring awareness to it. And that happens as well with drinks and with what people perceive as quote unquote healthy foods. Just because something is healthy, it does not mean that it's calorie free. And I see this happening a lot with, for example, nuts or avocado or salad dressing. Oh, but I'm having a salad and it's healthy. Yeah, but if you have put half a bottle of Caesar dressing, just because it's healthy, it does not necessarily mean that it's not going to have an obnoxious amount of calories. So this is something that is very important to keep in mind, that there are, and you know, you're cooking and then you're tasting the food and then your kids don't finish the chicken nuggets and then you finish the 2-3 chicken nuggets that were on their plates, but then you don't track because, oh, it was just like a little bit of a bite and 1 or 2 chicken nuggets. Sure, that's not going to count, but it's not that just 1 or 2 chicken nuggets. It's also the additional sauce that you added to breakfast, lunch, and dinner and snacks, and then the drink that you had that you forgot to track that might have just 150 calories. It's not that bad, so I'm not going to track. And the oil that you added here, and by the end of the day, it's 700, 800 calories that you don't even remember that were consumed. You have no idea. And you're telling yourself that you're eating 1,100 calories in a caloric deficit. But in reality, it's 1,900 or even 2,000 calories that you have no idea that is happening. So become very aware of that. And then the third one, it's something that is so common, especially more recent, and it drives me absolutely bananas, which is trusting your smartwatch. It cracks me up whenever I'm speaking with somebody and the person goes, oh, I'm eating a deficit. And I'm like, oh, yeah, how do you know that? And they're like, oh, because, you know, my smartwatch is telling me that I'm burning 1,000 calories on my workouts, and then they go and they consume an additional 800 calories. And then they're like, well, I'm still in a 200 calorie deficit. Let me tell you something. Smartwatches for the energy expenditure calculation part of it, they can be upwards to 90 to 95% inaccurate. I'm going to say this again. Your smartwatch can be between 90-95% inaccurate with the number that it's giving you. So you go and you do your workout, or you know, you're walking on a treadmill and the treadmill tells you, oh yeah, you burned 400 calories here. Good job. And then you go to the cafe in the gym and you're like, oh, I'm going to order a shake with peanut butter and bananas that has 300 calories, and I'm still going to be in a 100 calorie deficit. Stop it. No. Use your smartwatch to track your steps. They are a little bit more accurate with the step count. They can be more accurate with the heart rate, especially if you wear the heart rate monitor, but they are not a reliable source whenever it comes to tracking the amount of calories that you burn, aka your energy expenditure. So relying on the smartwatch to create what you believe is a caloric deficit is going to be the easiest way for you to not get results, because you are looking at very skewed and inaccurate data. So it is really about having awareness about your energy expenditure and your consumption. And one thing that is very important to keep in mind is that hunger is going to be part of being in a caloric deficit. I see all these people panicking and being like, oh my God, it sucks. I'm hungry. It is part of the process. It is a problem if you're, you know, getting dizzy, or if it is impacting your ability to perform your job, especially if you have a job that really needs your attention. But hunger is going to be a part of the process. And the way that you can manage the hunger, and by managing the hunger, is going to be a lot easier for you to stay in a true caloric deficit, is by increasing your protein intake and the amount of fiber that you have in your plan. That is also really going to help you with cravings. So making sure that you're incorporating these things into your plan, it's going to allow you to stay in a caloric deficit, and it's also going to help you with cravings. That way you are not, you know, overconsuming calories at night or overconsuming calories on the weekend because you are restricting yourself for so long. In fact, I have just put together a free resource called Cut Your Cravings Cheat Sheet, where I share 9 strategies to cut down your cravings, which really go hand in hand with being in a caloric deficit, because a lot of people struggle to stay in a caloric deficit because of cravings. So I have put together this completely free resource. There is a link for it in the show notes. So please go there, grab it, read it, share with your friends, share this podcast with your friend if you have found useful. But that's really the purpose of what we do here, is to provide you with education and knowledge so that you can make educated decisions whenever it comes to your health and fitness. And you can stop falling for all the fuckery out there with people telling you that they have some kind of miracle that will help you lose weight. But the reality is that there are no miracles out there. There are strategies that will make the process smoother and simpler, but you're still going to have to put in the work. And results are always going to match the effort. And if we can simplify the process and minimize the side effects of the effort that you're going to be putting, then that's a winning formula. So get your hands on the Cut Your Cravings cheat sheet. The link is down below. And as always, I am very grateful that you are here listening to me. If you love this episode today, feel free to share with your friend. If you find that is useful information, that's something that your friends would benefit, that's your way of paying me back for, you know, the information that I'm putting out here. And if you feel inclined, if you have an extra 5 minutes of your day, I would love if you could leave a review. That way, other people can also find us in all the podcast platforms. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll speak to you guys next week. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. But let me ask you, what was your aha moment in today's episode? I would love to know. You can leave me a comment or voice message at the link in the show description. You can also follow me on Instagram and let me know what topics you want to hear more about or who I should have on the show. As for today, this is it for today, guys. I'll see you back next week for another episode of the Unfiltered Fit Life podcast.